This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. As harvest wraps up in Iowa, many farmers are already turning their attention to 2026 and the tools they will need to stay ahead of the stubborn weeds. Weed pressure itself was not overwhelming this year, but the challenge remains constant. Waterham and Palmer Amaranth continue to test herbicide programs across the state, and many growers are looking for better ways to manage resistance and protect yields. We'll hear more from DeKalb Asgro agronomist Lance Getch next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
DeKalb Asgro technical agronomist Lance Getch says that even with strong herbicide systems already available, there are new technologies on the horizon that can give farmers more flexibility and control.
Yeah, so in different neighborhoods, there's different weed pressures, and that's kind of dependent on previous history too. What's exciting is that, you know, right now, you know, generally people are either planting the XtendFlex platform or the Enlist platform, and both of those have some similarities. So both of them are going to have Roundup tolerance and Liberty tolerance. But what makes XtendFlex different is it adds dicamba to that mix. Now on the Enlist side, adds 2,4-D to the mix. So both group 4 herbicides. And there are pros and cons to both of those herbicides. But what's interesting is that Bayer, we will be bringing in a new technology called Viconic soybeans, which will combine all four of those herbicides together. So you'll have the kind of the base of glyphosate and glufosinate, so your Roundup and Liberty, and we'll bring dicamba and 2,4-D into the mix. And then we'll throw in a bonus. We'll add a fifth herbicide, mesotrione, which is a group 27 HPPD. So we'll see that in some specific plots here in 26, and we'll have some limited release in 27. I think that's going to be really key for us as we continue to struggle in areas with some of our water hemp outbreaks. And I think that'll be a nice new program to be able to combine 5 different herbicides.
Getch says the goal behind the new Viconic soybean system is to relieve some of the strain on existing chemistries by broadening the range of control options. The system will target tough weeds like water hemp and Palmer amaranth. He also says farmers can expect to see the technology in test plots during the 26 growing season with limited commercial release the following year. He adds that managing weed resistance starts with variety and trait selection, and having multiple effective herbicides available helps farmers stay ahead of the problems. Bayer also has a Group 12 herbicide that's new in the works called Conventro, which targets some of the biggest and toughest weeds on both corn and soybean acres.
It's diflufenican, which is going to be a great, great tool for a pre on both corn and soybeans, and it really, really targets water hemp and Palmer amaranth. So really excited to have Conventro in our portfolio. It's the newest mode of action that we've been able to bring out, and we haven't seen anything new like this in many, many, many years. So with the government shut down right now, we're waiting on a couple of approvals, but we're expecting to have the approval here very shortly.
With weed pressure showing no sign of slowing, new chemistry and trait combinations going to make a difference to keep Iowa fields cleaner and more productive. I'm Dustin Huffman.